on a night that feels like mid-February or January. We get set for non-conference basketball, matching up the Peru State Bobcats and the Dort College Defenders. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's women's contest with a 3-1 overall mark. Peru State 1-2. This is the final tune-up for the Dort College Defender ladies before they start conference season on Saturday. While for Peru State, they've played a couple of non-conference games, three non-conference games up to this point, and they're struggling to keep opponents from scoring, so they're surrendering 91.5 points per game. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The midst of a busy stretch for the Dort College ladies. They played on Saturday, beat Grandview here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, beat AIB on Tuesday evening, and playing Peru State here this evening. And it's back to action on Saturday, completing a rare four-game homestand for the Defenders this coming Saturday. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma about tonight's matchup between Peru State and Dort College right after this. Let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on Peru State non-conference basketball play. Coach, your team coming off that win over AIB on Tuesday night, but after the game, found out that it came at a cost. You lost one of your starters for a little while, at least, Kim Cruz, and you're going to have to adjust things heading into tonight's game at Peru State.
Yeah, we won't have Kim for tonight, so we're going to make some adjustments, and it's a good opportunity for other people, you know, in a non-conference game to be able to get out on the floor and play, and just fun to be at home. You know, we've worked so hard for so long. It's just good to have a home game where we get to be in our uniforms and play.
Abby Chapman came through the gym yesterday before I left for Fremont. She was getting some extra shots in after the night on Tuesday. I would imagine as a coach you like to see the players take it upon themselves to try to find that shooting touch on their own.
Yeah, she does a great job of that. She is a really, really good shooter, but she's also never satisfied, which is a good thing as a shooter. She always wants to get better. And, you know, she didn't shoot it as well as what she has been. She did take good shots, though, and she had some good looks. She had a couple wide-open 15-footers. You know, I have a lot of confidence that she'll be able to put those down almost every single night.
Peru State, the opponent this evening, in an odd situation in that you're almost playing a home and away with them back-to-back. You've got the conference game in between, obviously, but 6 days you're going to play them twice. What do you expect from Peru State? What have you scouted out on them?
Well, they're very fast, and they run the ball at you, and they try to fly into the lane, and you know, they do a lot of things to try to disrupt you defensively. They change defenses a lot. So for a young team, they provide some challenges. And it's really good to play a team like this because, you know, they do a lot of things that would probably mirror what teams in our conference will do.
Do you try to what do you do tempo-wise against a team that's going to try to push tempo? Because it's no secret through the first part of this year, your team has pushed tempo as well. Do you make any adjustments to that? How do you approach it?
We're not making adjustments. We're going to push the tempo and run and push the ball and try to get back and play defense and rebound and see if we can get our break going. So the only adjustment I think that we can make is we have to be very conscious of not committing dumb fouls and bailing them out when they're driving the ball to the basket. So that's one thing that we're really going to harp on before the game.
Peru State is out of Peru, Nebraska. They're 0-2, beg your pardon, 1-2 this season with losses to a pair of GPAC members in Morningside and Midland. Bobcats have allowed over 90 points in both games. They've been idle since a 91-75 loss to Midland on Thursday, November 6th. Peru State averages 91.5 points per game while giving up 73. Beg your pardon, they allow 91.5 points per game, and they score 73 points themselves. Bobcats have gotten out rebounded 37 to 25.5. They average 27.5 turnovers per game to 24.5 for opponents. Foes are converting 52.5% of their field goals and 45.7% of the three-point shots that they attempt. Peru State has made 46.6% of the field goals it has attempted. They've been limited to 25% three-point shooting. The Defenders are 3-1 this season. They've won back-to-back games after a two-point loss at Dakota State on November 4. This is the third of four games in a row at home for the Defenders. Dort College is averaging 83.5 points per game while allowing 68.2 points per contest. Dort College holds a 49.5 to 41.2 rebounding advantage and convert 39.5% on field goal tries. Opponents have made 35.7% of their field goals and have committed 96 turnovers to 90 for the Defenders. Abby Chapman scores 18.8 points per game and is 12 of 28 from the three-point line. Kim Cruz has a 9.5 scoring average to go with 12 rebounds per game. Micah Holst has scored 9.3 points per game and has an 8.0 rebounding average. Paige Engbers and Robin Blount both average 8.5 points per game. Emily Newman is at 7.5. Alyssa Paloma has a 6.5 points per game average to go with 5 assists per game and 3.5 steals. Holst is the team leader in blocks with 19, and she has 10 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with the opening starting lineups right after this. Starting lineups for tonight's contest look like this. First of all, for the North College defenders, they will start number 5, Alyssa Paloma, 5'7 freshman from Rock Valley. Paloma's averaging 6.5 points per game. Emily Newman is a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota. She wears number 21, 7.5 points per game average. Number 22 is Abby Chapman, a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 18.8 points per game. Micah Holst wears number 32. She's a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 9.3 points per contest. And Paige Engbers is a 5'9 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, and she is averaging 8.5 points per game. Some of the players you'll see off the bench for the North College defenders: Tegan Manis is a 5'9 freshman from Stockton, California, averaging 5.3 points per game. Robin Blount's a 5'10 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota, averaging 8.5 points per outing. Number 35 is Cassidy Bredevoet, a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan. And number 45 is Shady Egger, a 6-foot sophomore from Hull, Iowa. Again, for York College in the starting lineup, it'll be Paloma, Newman, Chapman, Holst, and Engbers. For the Peru State Bobcats, they will start number 3, Carly Stewart, a 5'9 senior guard from Las Animas, Colorado. She is averaging 13 points per game. Sydney Young is a 5'8 senior guard from Omaha, Nebraska, and she is averaging 10 points per contest. Number 11 is Shelby Hess, a 5'7 senior guard from Phoenix, Arizona. She wears number 11. She's averaging 14.5 points per game. And Sydney Wilkinson is a 5'2 junior guard from St. Joseph, Missouri, that is. And she is averaging 2 points per game. Off the bench, we anticipate seeing Brianna Madrid, a 5'9 senior from Glendale, Arizona. Madison Peterson, a 5'8 sophomore from West Valley, Utah, averaging 6.5 points per game. Madra Lori, 5'9 junior from Riga, Latvia. And number 5, Heather Breck, a 5'3 sophomore from Sunrise, Florida. Peru State is coached by Joan Elberry. The North College defenders are coached by Craig Steensma. He's assisted by Nick Miller, Bo Boer, and Matt Vandekamp. The manager is Jessica DeGroat. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College in their home white jerseys, Peru State in their blues. Black numbers trimmed out in white. North College with black numbers and lettering trimmed out in yellow. Alyssa Paloma with the basketball, feeds it off to Engbers. Engbers drawing the starting nod in place of Kim Cruz this evening. And a steal, and a lay-in on the other end. Carly Stewart with the steal and the bucket. And Peru State has taken a 2-0 lead on the steal and the lay-in. Left side pass with it is Newman. Newman with the basketball comes back over to Chapman. Chapman gives it up to Engbers. Engbers with it at the top of the key. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball spins into the lane, drives in, scoops it up with the right hand, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Peru State. Coming up with it is Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson with it on the right side. Wilkinson, they feed it down low. It's tapped and stolen away by Micah Holst. Holst with the basketball, feeds it off to Paloma. Paloma with the ball. Alyssa Paloma, the freshman from Rock Valley, feeds it off to Chapman for the lead. 3, no good. Left it short. Rebound controlled by Peru State on the weak side, Carly Stewart. Stewart with the basketball. Ahead it goes to Wilkinson. Wilkinson drives the lane. Nothing there. Left elbow stops, pulls it out, gives it back over to Stewart. I don't know how much we'll need the shot clock tonight. Peru State with the basketball. Wilkinson. Wilkinson feeds it off right wing. Three-pointer on the way by Hess. Missed it. No good. Long rebound, though, to the post player, Hayward. Hayward, turnaround in the lane, is good. Hayward makes it 4-0. North College trailing by 4. Paloma quickly up the floor. Stops. Pops in the lane. Off of the glass. Good. Alyssa Paloma with a 2-point bucket. North College is on the board. They trail 4-2. 4-2 our score. Coming back the other way, Peru State jogs it into the front court. And the Peru State Bobcats with it, right side. Comes over to Shelby Hess. Hess with the basketball. Hess gives it up to Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson feeds it into the lane, and a little hook shot by Brittany Hayward is good. Hayward gives Peru State a 6-2 advantage. Alyssa Paloma off the floor with it, dribbling with the right hand. Drops it up for Hulst. Hulst lay in good. The assist to Palma. The bucket to Hulst. Well, it is pretty evident at the start. Thorne College can probably get into the lane and do some things. Peru State's going to pressure. Palma so far has been able to handle the pressure. Thorne College has to get some stops, though. Peru State with the basketball. Wilkinson. Wilkinson feeds it back over to Stewart. Stewart into the lane. Drops it off. Baseline jumper. Hayward shot no good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Here comes Palma pushing the basketball into the front court. Long pass into the front court. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Peru State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Pass right side, Chapman. Chapman, three ball, got it. Three-point basket, Abby Chapman, and the Dort College defenders take their first lead of the ballgame. 7-6, 17-20 left to play, first half. Peru State basketball, Bobcats have it. With it is Wilkinson. Wilkinson with it at the top of the key. She feeds it right side over to Stewart. Stewart, turn around in the lane, off of glass, good. Stewart from the right block gets it to go. Dort College trails 8-7. Stark contrast to the contest the other day. On Tuesday, Chapman drives in, right-handed shot, no good, off the side of the backboard, rebound taken away, Wilkinson. Wilkinson driving in, gets caught up in the air, dumps it away, layup is good for Shelby Hess. Hess with a two-point bucket, Dort College trails 10-7. Pitch it over the top, Palma gives it to Hulst, Hulst laying good, and she's fouled. Micah Hulst with a two-point bucket, Alyssa Palma with the assist, and the Dort College defenders can tie it here with a made free throw. Well, already 19 points combined between these two teams, and we aren't even 4 minutes into the contest. Breakneck pace thus far. Michael Hulst will shoot a free throw, trying to knot it at 10-10. Free throw is up and down, and Michael Hulst ties it with 16:38 left to play in the first half. Michael Hulst leaves with 5 points. Tegan Manis checks into the ballgame. Shady Egger checks in for the defenders. Bringing it up is Wilkinson against Palma. Pass comes right side to Hess. Hess for the basketball. Gives it up Stewart. Stewart left side. Comes back to Wilkinson. Wilkinson dumps it inside. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by DeAger. Shea gets it away to Palma. Palma with the basketball. Quickly up the floor. Doesn't have the number. She's got it on the left wing. Pitches it outside to Newman. Newman on the left wing on the three-point line. Now Tegan Manis tries to get back over to Palma in the left corner, and it's tapped away by Wilkinson for Peru State. Peru State playing defense. Dort College throwing it in. Chapman gets it away to Palma. Palma with the basketball. She spots up. Three-pointer. Top of the key. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away. Coming up with it is Sydney Young. Sydney Young with it on the right side. Sydney Young gets it away to Stewart. Stewart with it. Driving right hand. And we've got a foul before the shot. Foul called on number 22 for the defenders, or Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number one on the defenders. Peru State inbounding the basketball. They get it in over the top. With it is Shelby Hess. Hess working against Newman. Hess puts it up. Shot off the heel, no good, but a foul on the play called on Dort College and Emily Newman. Free throws on the way for Shelby Hess. She's a 73% free throw shooter. Dort College and Peru State tied up 10-10. First free throw is up and good for Hess. Hess, a senior from Phoenix. Thought we might have someone waiting at the scores table. We do not. Second free throw off the mark, no good. And the Dort College defenders trail 11-10. Dort College with a basketball. In it goes to Shea DeAger. DeAger off the glass, no good. She goes up, tries to get it back herself, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Peru State basketball. Emily Newman checks out of the contest. Robin Blunt checks in. Peru State with the basketball. Bringing it up is Wilkinson. Wilkinson on the right wing. Wilkinson driving in, and we've got a foul called before the shot. It's going to go on DeAger. Dort College had a bad matchup there. Shea DeAger ends up trying to guard the point guard. Gets whistled for the personal foul. Team foul number three already on Peru State. On Dort College. Peru State inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Wilkinson gets the ball inbounded. Comes back over to Stewart. Stewart drives in. Might have stepped. Might have traveled with it. Stewart with the basketball, comes back outside to Shelby Hess. Shelby Hess with the basketball in between the loops. Hess with it on the left wing. Puts the ball on the floor now with the right hand. Gives it underneath. Ball's down on the floor. And picked up and put down by AIB. I beg your pardon, by Peru State and Brianna Madrid. Madrid with the two-point bucket. Andor College trails 13-10. Robin Blunt's pass out front intended for Manis. It's taken away. Peru State off and running. Feet left side over to Stewart. Stewart drives in off the ball fake. Her shot no good. Shady Yeager goes up after it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Peru State basketball. Checking back in will be Paige Engbers for the defenders. Checking out will be Alyssa Palama. Inbounding the basketball will be Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson gets the ball inbounded. Ball's jarred free. Tegan Manis comes away with it. Tegan Manis up the floor. Feeds it off to Robin Blunt. Blunt in traffic. Layup good. Robin Blunt with a two-point bucket. Makes it 13-12. 13-12 our score. Driving left hand is Wilkinson. Wilkinson shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Blunt. It's foul number one on Robin Blunt, the 5'10 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota. Free throws on the way for Sydney Wilkinson as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College, four team fouls thus far. This will be the third and fourth free throw shot for Peru State this evening. Wilkinson's first free throw is good. She's got another one coming, trying to extend the lead back to three. Peru State is led by as many as four. Dort College led briefly, 7-6. 14:35 left to play, first half. Second free throw in and out, no good. Vredebod comes down with it. She gets it ahead to Manis. Manis to Engbers. Engbers over to Blunt. Blunt looking down low for Vredebod. Picks up her dribble, tries to pass it off, and Blunt turns it over. Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson drops it off. Layup for Shelby Hess. She's got five. 16-12. Peru State in front by four. Well, that is Chapman. Chapman driving in. Nothing there. Comes back over to Manis. Manis short corner. Picks up her dribble. Bad spot. Reverses it over to Blunt, and Blunt's unable to catch up with it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Peru State basketball. So Dort College turns it over. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. State volleyball tournament happening in Cedar Rapids since our last sportscast. That was at 2:45. We've got some finals. Driving in, shot no good by Robin Blount. And the ball's tapped, and a jump ball. Robin Blount forces the tie-up. It'll be Peru State basketball. So Peru State will have the basketball. Alluded to it, semifinal action, Dyke New Hartford over Unity 3-0. Western defeats Sumner Fredericksburg 3-0. Western and Dyke New Hartford will meet for the state title tomorrow evening, beginning at 4:45. Alyssa Palama whistled for a foul out front. It's foul number one on Alyssa Palama. And Peru State has the basketball. For Dort College, five team fouls. Fortunately, no one has more than one. Peru State with the basketball. Shot no good. Rebound fought for and controlled. And spinning into the lane is Brianna Madrid. Madrid with a two-point bucket. Pass left side to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman puts it up from long range. Her three is good. Emily Newman with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders cut the lead down to 16-15. Right side with it, Shelby Hess. Hess goes left side, back over to Brittany Hayward. Hayward with the basketball. Hayward gives it back over, and it's taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt fires it back over to Palama. Palama with the ball. Palama gives it up, Newman. Emily Newman, three, good. Back-to-back threes by Emily Newman. She's got 6 points, and the defenders take the lead at 18-16. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. the North College defenders leading the Peru State Bobcats at 18-16, but Peru State missed a two-point field goal. Now it's going by my running score rather than the scoreboard, and we're tied up 18-18, 12:44 left to go. The back-to-back threes by North College forces Peru State to call a timeout. Peru State passed through the lane, taken away by Vredeboom, and a foul called on Madra Lohr. 18-18 the score, North College and Peru State knotted up. Checking into the ball game at the next break will be Wilkinson. They pass it to Vredeboom at the free throw line, gets around her defensive player, lays it up with the right hand, no good, but a foul on the play called on Hayward. Cassidy Vredeboom will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Two free throws on the way for Vredeboom. Vredeboom's first free throw is up and good. She's got another one coming. Dort College, a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line. A second free throw on the way for the freshman from Caledonia, averaging 6.3 points per game. That one's up and good as well. Vredeboom with the two free throws. Deep three, right corner, is up and through for Sydney Young. Sydney Young with the three-point basket. And the North College lead is short-lived. And the Peru State Bobcats lead 21-20. North College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman to throw it in. Gets it into Newman. Newman feeds it back outside to Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball back to Palama. Palama spins it outside. Angbers. Angbers three ball. Got it. Paige Angbers with the three-point basket. North College leads 23-21 in this track meet. Peru State basketball. With it at the top of the key is Breck. Heather Breck with the basketball. She passes it back out front. That's Hayward. Driving the lane is Lori. Shot no good off the side of the backboard. Rebound taken away by North College and Chapman. Chapman sidesteps a defensive player. She's off and running. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Newman. Newman puts the ball on the floor with the right hand. Nothing there. Back over to Chapman. Abby Chapman drives in. Sidesteps the defensive player. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Peru State. Peru State driving back the other way. Down to the baseline. Nothing there. Splitting the defense. Kick out pass comes back over to Hess. Hess into the lane. Hess drops it off for Hayward. Hayward back out front. Lohr. Lohr driving in. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Angbers. Paige Angbers brings it up to Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama back to Paige. Paige lets fly with another three. It's good. Paige Angbers with 6 points. Dort College leads 26-21. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Peru State. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. For Values Matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Ball's taken away. Here comes North College back the other way. Driving in is Alyssa Palama. Palama with the right hand. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Alyssa Palama for the end one. North College leads 28-21 pending the free throw. The point after, if you will, coming for Alyssa Palama as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Finished with the right hand, got the shot to go. Free throw is up. Palama missed it. No good. 28-21, North College enjoying a 7-point lead. North College on an 8-0 run. Peru State basketball. They pass it out front. Bobcats working around right side. Three on the way is good for Sydney Young. Sydney Young with 6 points. And the North College defenders lead 28-24. 28-24, our score. Manis will check in. Angbers will check out. No, it's going to be Palama checking out. So Manis checks into the contest. Angbers checks out. Angbers stays in. Palama checks out of the contest. We'll get you the lineup in just a moment. with the basketball is Chapman. Chapman driving in, and a foul called on the play against Young. Young whistled for the personal. Her first, team foul number 5 on Peru State. Peru State has one player with 2 fouls. That's Brittany Hayward. Approaching the midpoint of the first half of this contest. Inbounding. They get it to Chapman in the left corner. Nothing there. Back over to Angbers. Angbers picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman drops it off right side. Manis. Manis 2. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by AIB. I beg your pardon. Peru State. Peru State basketball. Comes back over to Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson in the right corner. Wilkinson gives it up to Hess. And a foul on the play called against Peru State. No, they're going to say a 3-second violation against Peru State. Turnover to Brittany Hayward. Dort College has the basketball back. Dort College is led by as many as 7. They lead by 4 right now, 28-24. Manis for the basketball. Manis gives it over to Newman. Newman, Angbers. Angbers 3, no good. Rebound controlled by Holst. Micah Holst unable to finish it. And the rebound is controlled by Hayward. Hayward gets it ahead to Hess. Hess with the basketball. Dort College doesn't stop the ball. She gets in deep. Kick out pass. 3 on the way is good. Carly Stewart with 7 points. Dort College leads 28-27. Back-to-back threes by Peru State. Steal now by Peru State. Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson feeds it off to Young. Young, kick out pass. Right side, Stewart. Stewart drives in. Off the glass. Good. Carly Stewart with 9 points, and the defenders trail 29-28. So just like that, the 7-point lead is gone. Dort College trails by a point. Manis out front with the basketball. Tegan Manis passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman lobs it down low for Holst. Holst with the left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Peru State. Bobcats up and running. With it is Stewart. Stewart kicks into the corner. Young, Young back over to Stewart. Stewart with the basketball. Wilkinson. Wilkinson right wing. Wilkinson with the basketball, gets it away to Hayward. Hayward at the top of the key. She goes left side, Young. Young with the basketball. They give it off. Shot no good by Carly Stewart. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Here comes Dort College. Chapman feeds it ahead, Angbers. Angbers on the left wing, back over to Chapman. Peru State in man-to-man defense. Ball deflected and picked up by Peru State. Here come the Bobcats. Long pass into the front court. With it is Wilkinson. Gets around Manis. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Manis. Manis, long pass ahead to Chapman. One player to beat. Sidesteps the defensive player. Layup good with a right hand. Abby Chapman with 5 points. Dort College leads 30-29. I don't know that the shot clock has gotten below 10 here in this contest. Wilkinson has it out front, guarded by Manis. Down to the corner. Short corner, that was Wilkinson. Wilkinson gets the return pass now. She dribbles with the right hand. Comes back left side. Three-pointers up and good. Three-point bucket by Carly Stewart, averaging 13 points per ball game. And the defenders trail 32-30. Manis with the basketball. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman, three ball, missed it. No good. Rebound long, taken down by Hayward. And a foul on the play called on Micah Holst. She is the 6th different player to pick up a foul for Dort College in this contest. Dort College does not have a player with 2 fouls so far in this game. Here's your lineup for the defenders. Chapman, Palama, Vredevode, Blunt, and Angbers. Peru State, Brianna Madrid, Sydney Wilkinson, Young, Shelby Hess, and Madra Laurie. In the ball game. Peru State with the basketball, bringing it up. That's Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson driving in, dumps it off, shot, hangs on the rim, and drops through for Peru State. Brianna Madrid with a 2-point bucket. She's got 6, and the Dort College defenders trail 34-30. Still 7 minutes left to go in this first half. Rebound taken down by Robin Blunt. Blunt unable to finish, though, on the putback, and the ball is deflected out. Last touched by Peru State. It'll be Dort College basketball. 6:58 remaining. Throwing the ball in will be Robin Blunt. Blunt to Angbers. Angbers back to Blunt. Blunt in traffic. Layup left hand, no good, but she's fouled. And Robin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. By DeBoers and Agents, 712-737-6000. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. First free throw by Blunt, no good. She's got another one coming. 34-30, our score. 6:54 left to go in the first half. Dort College down four. Another free throw on the way by Blunt. This one's not good as well. Rebound cleared out by Young. Young with the basketball, passes it off to Shelby Hess. Hess with it on the right wing. Hess with the basketball. Passes right side, Wilkinson. Wilkinson feeds it down low for Madrid. Madrid off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Comes back over to Paloma. Paloma, Vredevoet. Vredevoet in traffic, off of the glass, good. Cassidy with her fourth point. North College trails 34-32. North College trailing by a deuce. Wilkinson with it on the right wing. North College in man-to-man defense. Young, a long three, and she banks it in. Sydney Young misses so badly it goes in that time. Straight on, bangs it home. Driving right side, Paloma. Paloma layup good. Alyssa Paloma with a two-point basket, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Still 5:52 left to go in this contest. In this first half, that is. Manis and Newman check in. Chapman and Angbers check out. Dort College without the services this evening of Kim Cruz. Injured in the contest with AIB on Tuesday evening. Brittany Hayward checks into the contest. Checking out is Madrid. North College trailing 37-34 in this fast-moving affair. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Carly Stewart. And Paloma is 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. Right side with the basketball. They go over to Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson feeds it off left corner over to Hess. Hess with the basketball. Hess comes back over to Lori. Shot off of the glass, good. Lori with a two-point bucket. North College trails 39-34, quickly back the other way. They pass it off to Paloma. Paloma goes left side to Newman. Newman feeds it underneath to Bredevoet. Bredevoet loses it out of bounds. It'll be Peru State basketball on the turnover. Peru State with the basketball. North College trails 39-34, 5:14 remaining, first half. Peru State bringing it up, Wilkinson. Wilkinson feeds it left side. Bredevoet tries to jump the route. It's taken back by Peru State. Shot no good by Hayward, the runner in the lane. And here comes Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma with it on the right side. Still has her dribble alive. They tried to double team her. She dumps it off for Blunt. Blunt misses, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Peru State and Brittany Hayward. Hayward, long pass, gets the pass ahead. Shot is up and good. Shelby Hess with a two-point basket. North College trails 41-34. AIB with their, Peru State with their biggest lead of the contest. Quickly up the floor is Stewart. Stewart, pull up, 10-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma driving left side, kicks it over to Newman. Newman, three ball on the way, good. Emily Newman with the three-point basket. She's got nine, and the defenders trail 41-37. 41-37, our score. Peru State basketball. Sydney Wilkinson takes it up. Wilkinson with it on the right wing. Stops and pops from 12. In and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Manis. Manis with the basketball. Tegan Manis up the floor. Spin move out front. Comes back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt can't hang on to it. Ball's down on the floor. Now jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Blunt, Manis, Vredevoet checks out of, check out of the contest. Chapman, Holst, Newman, Angbers, and Paloma on the floor for Dort College. Sydney Young checks into the contest. She's got three threes already in this ball game. Pass over the top for Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Right corner it goes. Angbers. Angbers three. Missed it. No good. Rebound fought for and tipped and controlled by Carly Stewart. Stewart up the floor with it over to Young. Young left wing. Three-pointer as they rock into the three. Shot no good. And a foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on Purdue State and Carly Stewart. Stewart whistled for the personal. Her first. Team foul number 8 on Purdue State. And Emily Newman will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 41-37 our score. Leading scorer for Purdue State is Carly Stewart with 12 points. For Dort College, 9 points for Emily Newman. Now 10 as she makes that free throw. She has another one coming. Second free throw is up and good for Newman. Newman makes both free throws. She's got 11 first half points, and the defenders trail 41-39. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Peru State basketball after the timeout. Dort College trailing 41-39. Pass goes into the corner to Madison Peterson. Pass through the lane, tipped and taken away by Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Alyssa Paloma into the front court. She goes left side, DeAger. DeAger over to Newman. Newman, another three. Off the heel, no good. Long rebound taken away by Paloma. Paloma's shot, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled, and coming away with it is Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson feeds it right side over to Peterson. Peterson with the basketball. Peterson gives it left side over to Wilkinson. Wilkinson on the left wing. They come back over to Young. 13 to shoot for Peru State. Peterson with it on the right wing. They feed it underneath. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Micah Hulst. Peru State will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Sydney Wilkinson to throw it in. Wilkinson looking. Throws it in over the top for Young. Young ball fake, drives in. Shot is blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away by Paloma. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Paloma. Paloma right side. Angbers squeezes off another three. Good. Paige Angbers with 9 points. Dort College leads 42-41. Dort College by a point. 2:15 and counting. Right side pass. Peru State. Peterson over the top. For Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball. 12 to shoot. She passes into the corner. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound Peterson. Peterson with the basketball. Short corner. And we've got a reach-in foul called on the Dort College defenders. I believe that's going to go on Newman. Emily Newman whistled for her second personal foul. Free throws on the way for Madison Peterson. Peterson shooting a pair. 42-41 our score. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Peterson with another free throw. 1:59 left to go in the first half. Dort College and Peru State knotted at 42 apiece. Second free throw is up and good. So Peterson makes both free throws. She's got a pair. And the Dort College defenders trail 43-42. Pass left side to Angbers. Angbers driving in, and Angbers is fouled on the play. Ball's going to go on double zero, Madison Peterson, I believe. Peterson whistled for the personal. Robin Blunt checks into the ball game for Dort College. She'll actually check in for the shooter, Paige Angbers. Madison Peterson will check into the ball game for Peru State. Angbers' free throw is up and through. She's got 10 points. Angbers started this evening in place of Kim Cruz, and she's been productive with 10 points. Another free throw coming by the sophomore. It's up and through. 44-43, Angbers with 11 points. Came into the ballgame averaging 8.5 points per contest. 1:49 remaining. Cruz State basketball. Dort College by a point. Let's see if the defenders can get a stop. Wilkinson with it at the top of the key. Wilkinson throws it inside. It's taken away. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Chapman. Chapman feeds it underneath Robin Blunt. Blunt wraps it around for Hulst. Hulst is fouled on the play. Michael Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. ...44-43, Dort College up a point. 1:27 left to go in the first half. First free throw off the mark, no good. Another one on the way. So a second free throw coming for Micah Hulst. And Hulst makes one of two free throws. Micah with 6 points. Dort College takes a 2-point lead, 45-43. Wilkinson with it in the backcourt. Gets it over the top to Carly Stewart. Stewart on the right wing. Stewart gets it back over to Wilkinson. Wilkinson, left side, three on the way, no good. Long range three-pointer, missed that time by Carly Stewart. And we go back the other way with the basketball. Chapman drives in, puts it up. Shot was blocked by Young. Rebound taken away by Young. Young with the basketball. Young with it on the right side. Young passes it left side back over to Wilkinson. Wilkinson into the corner, three ball, no good. Rebound cleared out by Peru State. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Hulst. Hulst gets it away. Paloma might have traveled with it. Coming back the other way. Chapman squeezes off a quick three. She hit it. Abby Chapman with 8 points. Dort College leads 48-43. 32 seconds and counting. First half. Shot clock and game clock. About a 4-second difference. Pass it down to the block. Shot is up and good. Wide open shot for Brittany Hayward. She's got 6 points, and the defenders lead 48-45. Dort College back the other way, and Michael Hulst is going to be called for steps. 48-45, our score. Tegan Manis will check into the ballgame. No, she will not. She doesn't get in before the ball is inbounded. Peru State basketball, Wilkinson, 9 to shoot. Gets it away to Young. Young driving down to the baseline, steps back. Her pass is tipped, taken away by Hulst. Gets it away to Paloma. 2 seconds left, 1 second left. Paloma off the glass, good at the buzzer. Alyssa Paloma with the steal and the bucket. She's got 8 points. And the Dort College defenders put 50 on the board in the first half. Peru State 45. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 50-45 at halftime of this non-conference basketball game. The Dort College defenders took the lead for the first time at 7-6. That was with 17:20 left to go in the first half. Dort College built as much as an 7-point lead. At 28-21, Peru State came back with an 8-0 run of their own to lead 29-28. Peru State opened up a 4-point lead and eventually a 5-point lead at 37-32. And they were still up 7 at 41-34. Dort College, a 3 and a 2 to cut it down to a 2-point ball game. Then they followed that with another 3-point bucket to go up 42-41. And the Dort College defenders score 8 of the last 10 points in the first half to lead 50-45. Dort College is led by Emily Newman and Paige Hangbers with 11 points each. Carly Stewart has 12 for Peru State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of all the numbers right after this. Halftime numbers, Dort College, 17-36 shooting. 47.2%, 8 for 16 on threes, 50%, 8 for 12 on free throws, 66.7%. Peru State, 18 of 38, 47.4%, 5-11 on three-pointers, 45.5%, 4 for 6 on free throws, 66.7%. Peru State, 24 rebounds, Dort College, 20. Turnovers, Peru State, 9, Dort College, 8. Dort College is led by Emily Newman and Paige Hangbers with 11 points each. Alyssa Paloma and Abby Chapman each have 8. 6 for Micah Halls, 4 for Cassidy Bredevoet, and 2 for Robin Blount, that is, for 50 points. For Peru State, 12 for Carly Stewart, 9 for Sydney Young, 7 for Shelby Hess, 6 for Brianna Madrid, 2 for Madra Laurie, 2 for Madison Peterson, and 6 for Brittany Harward. I had it down as Hayward, but in our stat program as Harward. Let me double check my roster. Nope, Harward. Transposed one letter, so we'll make that notation. Brittany Harward. Alyssa Palma has 4 rebounds for the defenders. Tegan Manis has 3. For Peru State, 8 for Brittany Harward. 6 assists for Sydney Wilkinson, 7 assists for Alyssa Palma. She also has 2 steals. Dort College leads at 50-45. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollierton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC, by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Coming up Saturday, North College football as they travel the frozen tundra up north just a little bit and a little bit to the west. North College at Dakota Wesleyan. GPAC football, 1 o'clock kickoff from Mitchell, South Dakota. Sounds like a snowy and cold afternoon on tap. Also here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, North College will be facing Midland in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball. You can see the games via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Still working out the details if the men's game will be on KDCR or not. But what I do know for certain is that the women's and men's games will be available via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics on Saturday. Dort College volleyball eliminated from postseason play last night in the GPAC semifinal round. They lose to Midland 3-1. Dort Blades hockey at home tomorrow evening. That's a 7:30 start time at the All Season Center. And you can hear that game via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics on Friday night. Let's take another break and we'll be back with second half action from Sioux Center right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, if you like free-flowing basketball, the first half was for you. See if Dort College and Peru State tighten things up just a little bit in the second half. 50-45 our score at halftime. Peru State inbounds the basketball. With it out front is Wilkinson. Sydney Wilkinson guarded by Palma. So far the point guards have dominated play. Both have several assists. Wilkinson has 6, I believe. Palma had 7 at halftime. Runner on the way with the right hand. Up and through for Harward. Harward with the 2-point basket. North College leads 50-47. We're going to see lots of shifts in momentum throughout the second half, I anticipate. With the basketball, Palma. Palma driving the lane. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Back over to Angbers. Angbers missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball. Quickly up the floor with the left hand. Shakes out front. She's got it at the free throw line now. Gets it back over to Shelby Hess. Hess put it on the left wing. Hess back over to Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson driving in, puts it up, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulst. Hulst with the basketball, gets it away to Palma. Here comes Palma with the basketball. Nobody stops the ball. She drives all the way down to the block. Kick-out pass, Chapman, shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Brittany Harward. Harward gives it off to Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson feeds it over to Sydney Young. Sydney Young passes it to the cutter, Stewart. Stewart unable to reel it in. And a foul called on the play against Paige Angbers. Angbers picks up the first personal foul of the night for her. And Dort College spreading the fouls around. One player with two fouls, that's Emily Newman. No one else has more than one. Peru State basketball. Out front with it is Sydney Young. Young on the left wing, gets the pass away. Comes back to Shelby Hess. Hess shot no good, rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Holst over to Paloma. Paloma quickly up the floor. Alyssa Paloma, run over from behind, no call made. Here comes Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson driving in with the right hand. Layup is good for Shelby Hess. She's got 9 points. Back-to-back buckets by Peru State. Cuts the lead from 5 to 1, I should say. Ball's down on the floor. It's picked up by Peru State after the missed shot by Paloma. Here comes Wilkinson. Wilkinson stops at the top of the key. Nothing there for Wilkinson. Back over to Young. Young. Around the horn they go. Right side, Harward. Harward fade away on the baseline. No good. Another rebound for Micah Hulse. She outlets over to Paloma. Here comes Dort College. Alyssa Paloma into the front court. Alyssa picks up her dribble. Passes over to Engbers. Engbers, two-pointer, no good. Well, it bounced high off the heel and fell through. Saw it angling off of the hoop. Thought it was going to bounce out. And Engbers gets the bounce. Dort College leads 52-49. 17:28 left to play here in the second half. Wilkinson at the high post, guarded there by Paloma. Puts it on the floor, step back. She's going to fire up a 15-footer. It's good. Wilkinson with 3 points. Cuts it down to a one-point ball game again, 52-51. Lob pass inside to Hulse. Fires it outside. Engbers, Engbers, three ball. Got it. Paige Engbers with the three-point basket. She's got 16. Dort College leads 55-51. 16:55 left to play. Robin Blunt will check in. Shady Egger will check in. Sydney Wilkinson on the left side. Man-to-man defense guarded by Paloma. Wilkinson driving in. Shot is blocked out of bounds by North College's Micah Hulst. Dieger and Blunt check in. Hulst and Chapman check out. Throwing the ball in will be Wilkinson right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looking is Wilkinson. Wilkinson gets it in. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Paloma. Here comes Dort College. Paloma up the floor with it. Paloma at the free throw line. Kick out Newman. Newman with the basketball. Back over to Engbers. Engbers back outside Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman crosses it over. Back over to Paloma. Paloma puts up the three. Missed it short. No good. Rebound cleared out by Stewart. Stewart with the basketball. Gives it ahead to Hess. Hess driving in. Layup is good. And count the basket. And they call Paloma for a block. Paloma gets called for the block. Shelby Hess will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot is good by Shelby Hess. Hess with 12, and the North College defenders lead 55-54. North College coaching staff not happy with that last call. Young gets called for the personal foul. Robin Blunt will throw the ball in for the defenders. Robin Blunt throwing in. Had Engbers open. Gets it into her. And now Engbers is fouled on the play. Paige Engbers thus far with 5 field goals. 4 of them threes. And she was about 6 inches away from that 5th one being a 3. Just didn't scoot her 1 foot be back far enough. Engbers makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. She's 3 for 3 today. A second free throw on the way for Paige Engbers. Engbers, 5'9 sophomore from Pella. And she makes that one as well. Dort College leads 57-54. Paige Engbers with 7 points here in the second half. Engbers with 18 for the ball game. Peru State basketball. With it is Wilkinson. Wilkinson on the left wing. Wilkinson loops it down low. Intended for Brianna Madrid. Madrid shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound is cleared out by Engbers. Engbers ahead to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma driving the length of the floor. And she hands it off. And it's taken away by Wilkinson. Intended for Blunt. Wilkinson with it on the left wing. Wilkinson feeds it. Left baseline. Shot no good by Shelby Hess. Rebound cleared out by the defenders. Racehorse basketball, and Dort College continuing with it. Alyssa Paloma with the basketball. Paloma feeds it over to Newman. Newman back over to Paloma. Paloma comes right side over to Ingbers. Ingbers with the basketball, puts it on the floor hard. Drive with the right hand, loops it up. Good. Feed her till she misses. Ingbers with 9 second half points. 20 for the ball game. North College leads 59-54. Back to a 5-point lead. That's where we stood at halftime. Wilkinson passes right side over to Shelby Hess. Hess driving hard. Loses it. Picks it back up. Hounded there by Paloma. They feed it underneath, and a foul on the play called on Shade DeJager. Free throws on the way for Madrid. North College leads 59-54. For Shade DeJager, that is foul number 2. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Fill you in on some sports from earlier today on the local scene. Class 2A semifinal volleyball action. Dyke New Hartford over Unity 3-0. Western over Sumner Fredericksburg 3-0. Western advances to the state title game. The 1A semifinals are underway right now. Central Lyon playing in that. Young with the basketball drives in. Right baseline jumper is good. Sydney Young with 11 points. She's got her season average. Better than her season average, actually. Came in averaging 10 points per ballgame. She's got 11. Tegan Manis with the basketball. She passes right side. Get it underneath for Newman. Newman, a lot of contact. Kick out Manis. Manis, Ingbers. Ingbers, another three. Cash in the bank. Three-pointer for Paige Ingbers, her fifth of the ballgame. And the North College defenders lead 62-56. The North College, Paige Ingbers especially, continuing to scorch the Nets. She's got 5 three-pointers. And for the ballgame, Paige Ingbers has 23 points. .14-12 remaining in this ballgame. Reminds me of a game, it's got to be about 10 years ago by now. North College against Graceland, double overtime down in Lamoni. That ended up being something like 105-102. Right side with it. Peru State working it around. Young casts up a three, in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, a lot of contact. Brianna Madrid comes away with it. Madrid's shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Cassidy Vredevoud. Manis with the basketball. Let's see if they find Ingbers. Manis with it in the corner. Comes back over to Vredevoud. Vredevoud drives in with the left hand. Good. Well, the floor got spread that time, and Vredevoud was able to put it on the floor. Took it hard to the hoop, and the North College defenders lead 64-56. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 13:37 left to go in regulation. North College 64, Peru State 56. That 8-point lead doesn't mean a whole lot on a night like tonight, though, where Peru State has been able to cut a 7-point lead by North College down on in a matter of 2 or 3 possessions earlier. Shelby Hess with a driving layup. She's got 7 second-half points. North College leads 64-58. Well, then on the right side is Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline, lost it on the spin move, and now a collision. And two North College players hit the floor. Manis and Chapman will pick themselves up. Also hitting the floor, Shelby Hess for Peru State. Foul called on North College and Tegan Manis. Manis whistled for the personal. And she is the 8th different North College player to pick up a foul. 13:09 remaining in this ballgame. North College 64, Peru State 58. With the basketball is Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson down in the corner. Nothing there. Well, I beg your pardon, that was Hess who gets it over to Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball now on the left side, guarded there by Chapman. They get it away to Young. Young with the basketball. Zone defense. Young splits the defense. Lays it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound corralled by Cassidy Vredevoud. Here comes North College. Paloma over the top to Blunt. Blunt with a layup. Good. Robin Blunt with a 2-point basket. She's got 4 points. And the North College lead is 66-58. 66-58. North College with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 8. Pass comes in to Hess. Shot no good, but there for the putback is Carly Stewart off of the air ball. 14 points for Stewart. And the North College lead is 66-60, 12:15 left to play in this ballgame. With it out front is Chapman. Chapman gives it away to Manis. Manis, jumper from 15, no good. Rebound corralled by Wilkinson. Here comes Peru State. Wilkinson feeds it left side. Three-pointer on the way. Short, no good. Rebound corralled by Vredevoet. Vredevoet comes away with another board. Manis with the basketball. Manis is going to be called for traveling, and the turnover gives the basketball back to Peru State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College turns it over. Peru State gets the basketball back. Manis a little hesitant with that move. On the floor for the defenders, it's Newman, Hulst, Engbers, Chapman, and Palama. Looks like a zone defense applied here by the defenders. They get it over to Young. Young on the right wing. Young gets it away to Stewart. Stewart underneath, and the shot is good. They spread the zone, and they slice it up, and Brianna Madrid ends up with an easy bucket inside. She's got 8 points. Jumper in the lane by Palama, but Palama is fouled on the play. And the North College lead is 66-62, pending free throws for Alyssa Palama. Palama with 8 points, but she's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. So two free throws on the way for Palama. First one is up and good. Palama with 9 points. A second free throw coming for Alyssa Palama. This one's up and good. So Palama makes them both. And the North College defenders have 10 points from Alyssa Palama. North College leads 68-62. Young passes right side over to Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson wraps it around. Fancy pass, and the layup for Brianna Madrid is good. North College still leading 68-64, but Peru State unwilling to fade away, and now North College throws it away on the other end. The pass into the front court intended for Hulst, and North College turns it over. Here comes Peru State with the basketball. Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson across the half-court stripe. Wilkinson with it on the right elbow. Wilkinson passes it down low for Stewart. Stewart with the basketball. And Stewart kicks it out of bounds. And so Peru State will inbound the basketball. North College thought it was off of a Peru State player, and to be honest, I thought so as well. Carly Stewart gets the inbounds pass. She's got 16 points, and the North College lead is 68-66. Foul on the play called on Madra Lowry, and inbounding the basketball will be Abby Chapman. Young guarding her on the inbounds pass. They get the ball inbounded to Alyssa Palama. Palama with the ball out front, spots up, no. Pass over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the far sideline. We approach the mitten point of the second half. Engbers with the basketball. Engbers over to Palama, and Palama is fouled on the play by Lowry. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Inbounding the basketball will be Paige Engbers, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it inbounded to Newman. Newman with the basketball, and Newman is fouled on the play by Madison Peterson. Peterson whistled for the personal, and that's her second foul. Inbounding the basketball will be Newman. Newman on the sideline. Taking a while to get set. They get the ball inbounded to Palama. Palama back over to Engbers. Engbers, rainbow three, no good. And a foul on the rebound called on Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number six. Team foul number six called on the North College defenders, both teams now with six fouls. Peru State with the basketball. Peru State has it out front. This is Sydney Young. Young passes it over to Wilkinson. Wilkinson over the basketball. Wilkinson driving in, dumps it off for Young. Young misses the shot, no good. And the North College defenders come back the other way. Engberg's three, missed it, no good. Rebound long, taken down by Hulst. Hulst tracks it down to the corner. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman, floater in the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Hulst, but a foul called on Micah Hulst. That's number three on her. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The North College defenders in front by two. Truro State Bobcats. Trailing by as many as eight in this half. They have cut the lead from 66 to 58. To down 68-66, but they missed the front end of the free throw situation, the 1-1. I believe that was Brianna Madrid shooting the 1-1. She's now 0-3, and the North College defenders lead 68-66. Well, the basketball is Paloma. Paloma hands it off to Chapman. No, it's taken away. Peru State coming back the other way, and the layup is good by Peru State's Shelby Hess. Hess with 9 points. And we're tied up at 68. 68-68 pending the free throw. Robin Blunt checking into the contest. Checking out Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for her second personal foul. And trying to give Peru State their first lead of the second half. It's Shelby Hess, and Hess makes the free throw. Hess with 10 second half points. North College trails 69-68. Paloma with the basketball. Alyssa Paloma with it out front, driving with the left hand, and a hand check called on Sydney Wilkinson. And Wilkinson is called for the personal foul. 1-1 opportunity coming for North College. So that foul called on Wilkinson, shot no good. And the defenders trail 69-68. Peru State basketball, they get it down low to Harward. Harward, layup good, she's got 10 points. North College trails 71-68. North College has surrendered 9 points in a row. Down to the baseline is Blunt. Blunt, top of the glass, good. 71-70, North College cuts the lead down to one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. We're at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Peru State basketball. Pass goes left side over to Hess. Hess with it on the wing. Hess with the basketball, backing it out. She passes it back over to Wilkinson. Wilkinson starter step into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back right side. Three on the way is good. Three-point basket by Shelby Hess. 13 in the second half. 20 for the ball game. North College trails 74-70. Peru State with their biggest lead of the second half of play. With it on the right side down to the baseline. Picking it up. Here's Alyssa Paloma. Paloma to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Her jumper in the lane, no good. And the rebound is cleared out. Carly Stewart comes up with it. Stewart with a pass back over to Wilkinson. Wilkinson left side to Shelby Hess. Hess with it on the wing. Hess with the basketball. Hess step back three. Good. Shelby Hess catching fire. Back-to-back threes. And Peru State leads 77-70. Alyssa Paloma driving back the other way. And a foul on the play called on Peru State and Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson whistled for her third personal foul. Free throws on the way for North College's Alyssa Palama. Palama with 10 points. Free throw is up and good, so Palama now with 11 points. Another free throw coming. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Second free throw is up and good by Palama. Alyssa Palama with the 2 points on the free throws. Stuart College down by 5. Palama has 12 points. 7:44 left to go in regulation out front. Is Wilkinson kicked and stolen by Blunt. It's down on the floor. Still loose. And a scrum coming away with it. Is Brecky for Purdue State. And the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Purdue State basketball. Dort College tapped it away. So Purdue State with possession of the basketball. Leading 77-72. They've led by as many as 7 in the second half. Steal by Blunt on the inbounds pass. Here comes Dort College. Right side pass comes over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Dort College down 5. Dort College is led by as many as 8 in the second half. Picking up the dribble is Palama. Dort College needs a bucket. 7:13 remaining. Pass high post to Blunt. Down on the floor. Picked up by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Abby Chapman. Layup good. Abby Chapman with 10 points. Dort College trails 77-74. Micah Holst will check into the contest. Purdue State down 3, 6:50 in counting. Wilkinson with the basketball at the top of the key. Fires it underneath. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Purdue State. It'll be North College basketball. Purdue State turns it over. Unable to hang on to the rebound. Dort College with the ball. Somebody's got to go back and get it. Palama will throw it in. Palama gets the ball returned from Newman. And Palama will bring it up the floor. Palama to Blunt. Dort College down 3. Underneath it goes to Micah Holst. Holst into the lane. Fires it back outside Chapman. Chapman over to Palama. Palama with it on the left elbow. 15-footer is good. Alyssa Palama with 14 points. North College back to within a point at 77-76. Lots of possessions, lots of scoring. Purdue State basketball with it on the left wing. They get it back outside to Brecky. Three-pointer by Hess. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on Hess on the rebound. Shelby Hess ran through Abby Chapman to get that rebound. And Abby Chapman will shoot a 1-1. 77-76, Dort College down a point. Chapman can tie it or give Dort College the lead with one or two free throws here. Hess whistled for the personal foul. So Chapman to the free throw line. She'll shoot. Free throw is up and good for Chapman. Ties it up. 11 points for Chapman, 77 all. 5:59 left to play. A second free throw on the way for Chapman. This one is up and good as well. So Chapman makes them both, and Dort College regains the lead. 78-77, 8 unanswered by the defenders. Coming up the floor, Wilkinson. Wilkinson passes over to Hess. Hess, deep left side. Cross-court pass over to Young. Young gives it into the corner. With the basketball is Carly Stewart. Stewart with the basketball. Stewart gives it up to Sydney Young. Young with the basketball. Ball through, pass through the lane. Taken away by Chapman. Chapman gets it on the deflection. Here comes Abby Chapman with the basketball in between the circles. Chapman picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Palama. Palama with the ball. Palama over to Angbers. Angbers with it. Gives it up. Driving in is Chapman, and Chapman is fouled on the play as she drove in from the left wing. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two more free throws, and Dort College is in the double bonus from here on out. 78-77, Dort College by a point. Double bonus time for Dort College. Harward whistled for her third personal foul on the play. Chapman makes the free throw. Abby with another one on the way. She's got 13 points. And Peru State calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Chapman comes out of the timeout, misses the free throw. Dort College leads 79-77, 5:15 left to play in regulation. Dort College by a deuce. Dort College on a 9-0 run. Peru State. Scoop shot and a travel violation called on the Peru State Bobcats. Shelby Hess whistled for steps. She went airborne, came down with it, tried to scoop it up at the last instant, and turns it over. Melissa Palomo with the basketball. Left side it goes. Engbers, three ball off the heel, no good, and Engbers is cooled off. Bringing the basketball up with it is Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the right hand from the left side, no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Here comes Dort College. Long pass ahead to Chapman. Chapman puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Crosses it back over to Angbers. Angbers misses. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Peru State. Peru State leading 79, down 79-77. Young for the lead. Three, good. Sydney Young with 14 points. She's got four threes. Peru State regains the lead at 80-77. Shot blocked on the other end. Here comes Peru State. Peru State basketball, Young. Another three, back-to-back. No. Rebound cleared by Dort College, and we've got a collision, a hold called on Dort College, and it's going to go on Engbers, I believe. Paige Engbers, beg your pardon, Micah Hulst gets called for her fourth personal. 4:09 remaining in this contest. Engbers will check out of the ball game. Brittany Harward will shoot a 1-1. Ray DeVode waiting at the scores table. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Into the front court, Palomo. Palomo with the basketball, Chapman. Chapman, ball fake, puts up the floater from 10, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Newman. Newman back over to Palomo. Palomo, her team down by one. Gets it to Chapman. Chapman splits the defense. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. No, it's just going to be out of bounds off of Dort College. It'll be Peru State basketball. 3:49 left to play. Micah Hulst will check out of the ball game. And bringing the ball up for Peru State is Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball just across half court. Wilkinson has it on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. She passes right side over to Hess. Hess down to the baseline. Hess gives it into the corner to Stewart. Stewart, shot in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Chapman. Chapman has Bredevoet. Bredevoet on the fly with the left hand. Good. Cassidy Bredevoet with 8 points off of the bench. Dort College regains the lead 81-80. 3:18 remaining in this contest. 1 minute in between scores that last sequence. 2-3 zone applied by the defenders. Wilkinson splits the defense, shovels it off. Blunt on top of it. Dort College has four timeouts remaining. They don't use that one that time. Blunt comes away with it. Into the front court, Palomo. Palomo gets it away. Newman, ball fake, dumps it underneath. Bredevoet back over to Newman. Newman, three ball, got it! Three-point basket, Emily Newman. She's got 14, and the Dort College defenders lead 84-80. 84-80, Peru State calls another timeout, trailing by two possessions. 2:45 left to go in regulation. Dort College trailed at 1.77-70. They scored eight unanswered, make that nine unanswered to go up 79-77. And they lead now 84-80. They've outscored Peru State 14-3 since getting down 77-70. Timeout charge to Peru State. They've got one remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Also made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. One that us settles, he'd appreciate their quality service. They're on the web at BorenSons.com. Nord College by 4, 84-80. Nord College led 50-45 at halftime. Peru State came from 8 down at 66-58 to take the lead at 69-68. They built a 77-70 lead. But Nord College has scored 14 of the last 17 points. They lead by 4 right now with 2:44 remaining. Peru State down to the final timeout. Nord College has 4 remaining. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Peru State basketball, Shelby Hess. Hess gets it away to Sidney Young. Young in the right corner, back over to Hess. Hess, kick out pass, Young. Young might have traveled with it. No call made. Floater from the right baseline, good from 10 feet. Sidney Young with 16. Nord College leads 84-82. 2:17 and counting. Ball game. Alyssa Palama gets a screen out front, fires up a 12-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped. It's down on the floor. Vredevoet fighting for it and a jump ball, alternating possession. It is Nord College basketball. Nord College basketball in the alternating possession. 2:04 remaining. And Abby Chapman will throw it in just to my right. Looking, gets it in to Robin Blunt. Blunt down to the baseline, puts it up off the glass. Good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket. She's got 6 points, four in the second half. And the defenders lead by 4, 86-82, 1:54 remaining. Jumper from straight on by Carly Stewart. She's got 18. And the Nord College lead is 86-84, and Nord College throws it away. Turnover back to Peru State. And the Bobcats have it back. Now these two teams will play in 6 days again. Or will play again in 6 days, I should say. They'll be playing down in Peru, Nebraska next Wednesday. Ball is inbounded to Sydney Wilkinson. Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson feeds it off to Shelby Hess. Hess with the ball out front. Hess at the free throw line, hesitates. Pass comes back over to Carly Stewart. Stewart in traffic, shot no good, rebound taken away by Blunt. Blunt with the basketball, 120 and counting. Nord College by a deuce, 86-84. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman very nearly loses it, picks it back up. Nord College wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Nord College basketball after the timeout. They give it off to Robin Blunt. Blunt with it, gives it right side, back over to Chapman. Chapman to Blunt. Blunt underneath, layup good on the baseline. Robin Blunt with a two-point bucket, and the Nord College defenders lead by 4, 88-84, under a minute remaining in regulation. Young with the basketball out front. Robin Blunt now with 8 points. Down to the baseline, pin, gets it away, Young. Young driving in, dumps it off, shot off of the glass, good. Peru State with a bucket by Harward. Harward with 12 points. And the Nord College defenders lead 88-86. Nord College wants another timeout. 34.5 seconds remaining in this one. Nord College leading by 2. There's a timeout. We'll be back with more right after this. Full-length timeout charged to the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Nord College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.nort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabar is an agent. 712-737-6000 by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at BorenSons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Nord College with a basketball. 9 second difference. Shot clock and game clock. 20 on the shot clock right now. With it out front is Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman dribbling with the left hand. Puts it up off of the bottom of the hoop. No good. Here comes Peru State. Peru State with the basketball. Pass deflected by Palama. It's down on the floor. And Nord College tries to call for a timeout, but they say Palama was out of bounds. 15.3 seconds remaining. Blunt and Hulst check in. Crew State will call another timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Back of the more after this. Bobcat basketball trailing by two, 15.3 seconds remaining. Inbounding will be Wilkinson. Dort College one stop away from a 4-1 start to the year. Driving with the basketball is Hess. Hess puts it up and she is fouled on the play. And Shelby Hess, a 73% free throw shooter, is 3 of 4 tonight. We'll go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws with an opportunity to tie it. Lots of time left, 10.3 seconds. First free throw is up off the side of the iron, no good. Now Dort College must secure the rebound. Radovode is in, Hulst is out. Angbers is in, Blunt is out. Purdue State inbounding the basketball. Shelby Hess shooting the free throw, beg your pardon. Makes it a one-point ball game with a made free throw. Dort College leading 88-87. They get the ball inbounded to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, 8 seconds remaining. And Angbers is fouled in the backcourt. Strong with the basketball. And she does not turn it over in the backcourt. Maintains possession of it. Took a couple of strong dribbles and got fouled on the sideline. And she can give Dort College a three-point lead with a pair of free throws here. Paige Angbers shooting two. 12 points in the second half for Angbers. 23 for the ball game. And Angbers will try to give Dort College a three-point lead. First free throw by Paige is up off the heel, no good. Crew State is out of timeouts. Dort College has two remaining. Angbers, another free throw. She can make it a two-point ball game. And she does. Angbers makes one of two. Here comes the inbounds pass. It gets into Hess. Hess with the basketball, driving right side. Step back, three is off the mark, no good. And they say she carried it first. Turnover by Hess, and with 7 seconds, 7-tenths of a second remaining, Dort College will be throwing the ball in, three-quarters of the court in front of them. You're listening to KBCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more in a moment. Dort College inbounds after the turnover by Hess. She carried the basketball as she was trying to get a step-back three off. Situation where, looking back, Dort College would have declined the penalty and taken the play because that would have resulted in the clock running out. 7 tenths of a second remaining. Newman to throw it in. Newman gets it inbounded to Angbers, and that's the ball game. Dort College hangs on to win, 89-87. The Dort College defenders improved to 4-1. Purdue State falls to 1-3. They'll do it again next Wednesday in non-conference basketball down in Peru, Nebraska. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The numbers, Dort College 30 of 67 from the floor, 44.8%, 11 of 25 on threes, 44%, 18 of 25 on free throws, 72%. Peru State 36 of 75 for 48%, 8 of 19 on threes, 42%. And 7 of 12 on free throws, 458.3%. Dort College rebounded by Peru State, 44-41. Turnovers dead even, 16 apiece. Taking a look at the individual totals, Shelby Hess, 24 to lead Peru State, 18 for Carly Stewart, 16 for Sydney Young, 12 for Brittany Harward, and 10 for Brianna Madrid. 3 for Sydney Wilkinson, 2 each for Madison Peterson and Madra Laurie. Paige Angbers, 7 of 14 from the floor, 5 of 12 on threes, 24 points. 14 each for Alyssa Paloma and Emily Newman, 13 for Abby Chapman. 10 points for Robin Blunt, 8 for Cassidy Vredevoet, 6 for Micah Hulst. Dort College was led by Micah Hulst, 8 rebounds. 5 rebounds for Cassidy Vredevoet, 4 for Blunt. 5 for Abby Chapman, 6 for Paloma. Paloma also had 8 assists and 2 steals. Robin Blunt had 4 steals. Cassidy Bredevoet had 2. For Peru State, Sydney Wilkinson had 10 assists and 4 steals. 3 steals each for Carly Stewart and Shelby Hess. Let's take another short break, and we'll be back with a wrap-up, talking with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Craig Steensma is taking a seat beside me after the Dort College Defenders hang on to win 89-87. And, Coach, your team got down 77-70, showed some character late, went on a 9-0 run to take the lead for good, and then made enough plays down the stretch. But down 77-70, what changed for your team at that point that allowed you to get the win this evening?
Well, I thought we just kept fighting. You know, for a young team, they just kept fighting. And we got a big play was we got an offensive rebound basket. And then Cassidy Vredevoet ran the floor really hard, and we pitched it ahead to her, and she finished with her left hand. That was a big play because, you know, you get two free points like that just by running the floor hard. You know, that was a pretty big play. So I really thought that they did a pretty good job defending us and defending what we wanted to do. But, you know, it's a great win for us because we were down seven late, and to be able to come back and push through and make some free throws helped us a little bit too. And, you know, so, you know, we had a lot of really, really positive things and still some things to work at. You know, I think we really took a step forward in terms of offensive execution of some stuff. That was good to see. And taking care of the ball was better. That was good to see. Just it's fun win at home, especially when you can score a bunch of points.
Wondered for a while if Paige Angbers was ever going to miss. She ends up with 24 points. She can do that. She did cool off at the end of the contest, though, but pretty good performance for her. Inserted into the starting lineup, and she comes in, and her role is to shoot that shot, and for the most part did a pretty good job of that tonight.
Yeah, Paige can really shoot the ball, and, you know, we chose to put her in the lineup tonight, and she responded in a great way. I thought, you know, maybe she got a little bit tired at the end there and left a couple short. But we have a lot of confidence in her as a shooter, and, you know, AP can really shoot it, Kim can shoot it, Abby can really shoot it. Emily Newman was 4-for-5 from the three-point line. She shot it well. So, you know, we need to be able to shoot shots in, to be able to attack, to be able to get the ball inside. And, you know, tonight I was pretty proud of our effort.
Robin Blunt and Cassidy Vredevoet come off of the bench to score 10 and 8 respectively. Both of those gave you sparks. Both were strong with the basketball in the post.
Yeah, Robin really attacked the basket strong, and what she does really well, she did really well tonight. And we count on her to get baskets for us on offensive rebounds and to get baskets driving the ball to the basket. She's really adapted her game, and she enjoys coming off the bench, and she enjoys kind of watching a little bit and then going after people. And so I think she's kind of found a really good role. You know, obviously we missed Kim tonight. You know, we missed her leadership and ball handling and just her defensive ability and her ability to come up with tough rebounds. So, you know, hopefully we'll get her back soon, but, you know, we're going to enjoy the win tonight and, yeah, get ready for Saturday when we play Midland.
Midland on Saturday, then Peru State again next Wednesday, and one of those scheduling quirks. What do you do tomorrow in practice to prepare for Midland?
Well, with being a little bit shorthanded, we will walk through some stuff and explain what Midland does and shoot and practice for a very, very short amount of time, you know, and just basically give our legs a little rest. I think that the Tuesday and Thursday playing both those games, you know, that's we have to be very careful not to run them and have a hard practice and not have any legs left for Saturday. So Saturday is an important one for us, and we'll do our best.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch up with you later on in the season. Congratulations on a 4-1 start to the year, as the Great Plains Athletic Conference schedule will begin on Saturday. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Sports on KDCR. Once again, our final score, Dort College defeats Peru State by a final score of 89-87. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.